A new report from the ICN, International Council of Nurses, based in Geneva, was released last week, taking a look at the world's nurses in the era of coronavirus. They've gathered new evidence of trauma being faced by nurses because of COVID-19 and how that poses an immediate danger to the profession and also the future of health systems globally. ICN CEO Howard Catton joins me on the line. Howard, we hear the word frontline worker all the time at the moment, but there really is no more frontline than the nurses working with coronavirus patients. So, welcome to the show. And can you give us an overview of the report that you released last week, please?
Good morning, Kat. You're right. Nurses make up about 65% of healthcare workers around the world. So really are at the front line. And we've been monitoring very closely the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on them. Of course, everybody has seen that they have been working relentlessly, really long hours, suffering physical exhaustion. But what we've now identified is this really worrying mental health impacts on nurses. They're often stepping in for relatives who can't be with their loved ones who are critically ill and providing all of that emotional and psychological support. They're often, their own families may be fearful about whether, you know, they're going to get the virus or not, whether they're going to transmit it home. We're seeing higher levels of stress and anxiety. And then there are some more severe issues with people starting to exhibit symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. We've had just a very few but very sad cases of suicides amongst nurses as well, and nurses who've died as a result of contracting coronavirus. So the mental health impacts are as significant as the physical ones, and it's why we've said that we think this phenomena is like a mass traumatization of the nursing workforce around the world.
So we're looking at both physical strain and mental strain in this report. You've broken it down for us. I know that there's a huge shortage globally for nurses. This isn't making it very appealing for new nurses to go into that profession.
But you're right. We know that we went into this pandemic 6 million nurses short around the world. When you then look at, particularly in some of the developed countries in Europe and the Americas, nurses who are getting close to retirement, that figure quickly goes up to about 10 million. So it's a huge number. How this will go in terms of whether the pandemic will see people joining the profession or see people leave, I think both those factors are at play, Kat. There are some people who are seeing the fabulous job that nurses are doing and thinking, you know, God, if I want a career where I'm really going to make a difference to people's lives and their health, there is nothing better than nursing. And I still say that as a nurse myself. But equally, these statistics and the experience of the pandemic, you know, I have had people who've said to me, you know, at the moment, it feels like it could be one of the most dangerous jobs to go into as well. It really does require support and investment in our nursing workforce to make sure we keep hold of the people that we've got. And as you say, recruit more people in.
You're appealing to governments. I mean, this is, I guess, what the real purpose of this report is appealing to governments to look after their nurses more. What do you want them to do?
Look, one of the first and most fundamental things is to invest in nurses, to educate more nurses. 6 million shortage globally, but the countries in Europe have significant shortages. In Switzerland, there are around about 100,000 nurses, but estimated to be a 10,000 shortage. So, you know, 10% shortage in Switzerland. Switzerland, like a number of other European countries, is also really reliant on nurses from other countries coming to work here. Well, of course, at the moment, nobody can travel, so it's difficult for nurses to come from other countries. Mm-hmm. But if you are taking nurses from other countries, there's also, you know, ethical and moral considerations. So the first big message is governments prioritize investment in nursing education, become self-sufficient, homegrown your nursing workforce, but then do all that you can to support the people that you have. Look after them, decent work, fair pay, allowing, you know, opportunities for career progression as well. Those sorts of, you know, the good employment practices that whichever sector you work in that you look for, and it holds you in the workforce. So recruit and retrain.
Time off as well. Time off to regroup. Is this whole report, we've literally just touched the surface, we've skimmed it. Is this report as a whole, is it available to the public now that you have released it last week?
It's up on our website, icn.org Switzerland, so people can absolutely download it there. And look, you can also see there's a whole range of other stuff we've got up about the work of nurses right the way around the world, because as well as being at the front line of responding to the pandemic, people who are sick with coronavirus, they're also critical for the public health messages to help people understand what they need to do. We've got too many of the flat earther COVID deniers out there at the moment as well, and you know, nurses are a trusted voice to go to for that information. And of course, nurses are also front and center of the vaccination delivery program as well. So Kat, wherever you look in this pandemic, you are going to see a nurse.
Absolutely. All right. Head to icn.ch to find that report if you're interested in finding out more about it. I've just jumped onto that website. I can see it right there on the homepage, front and centre, icn.ch. So ICN CEO Howard Catton, thanks very much for joining me and telling me about what's going on with nurses. We need to look out for and help our nurses. Howard, thank you.
Thank you, Kat.